This meeting is being recorded.
Welcome to JAPA conference call once again. We're very fortunate to have His Grace Ram Giridhar Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Kanda 1.1. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us your valuable association this morning. Please take over the class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Dandavats to everyone, all Goswami Prabhupada. I may not be able to turn on my video. Actually, I'm on a slightly slower connection. So please pardon me for that. And thank you so much for having me in this call. It's a pleasure and it is super exciting that today we are going to, you know, start a very wonderful and glorious discussion on the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the pages of Chaitanya Bhagavata. I mean, there are several discussions we all had about the life and activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then, unlike materialistic subject matter, the spiritual subject matter are such that it always gives us unlimited pleasure, as well as it cleanses the heart of a person who regularly embraces these wonderful signs. We had a good fortune to have visited Vrindavan Dham. I just came back today afternoon. Every year during the last few days of the year, we go to Vrindavan Dham along with our youth wing. So this had been our fourth yatra. So we have groomed and, you know, informed or trained them that wherever they may be getting married or going, relocating, from December 28th to January 5th is for us to regularly gather. And that's a culture that we are trying to set so that we as a family can stay together and focused. So we are very happy that we could do that for the fourth year. Of course, last year we couldn't do because of COVID. That was 2019 we did, and again today we did. So before we start our discussion on Chaitanya Bhagavata, a new series that we are beginning today, it's a very important responsibility as well as it's a pleasure. It's an important responsibility because as a speaker, we are touching on those subjects which even demigods, saints, rishis, munis, they are not exposed to. I was, you know, reflecting on this, that even Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are not able to, you know, comprehend certain things in Krishna Leela or even in Gaura Leela for that matter. And Ram Giridhar is giving class on Chaitanya Leela. So I was laughing at myself. At the same time, I was thinking that this is also so wonderful that by being a puppet in the hands of Srila Prabhupada and his followers, even though the words and the content comes from them, the credit is given to the puppet. So with all due respects, I humbly seek all your blessings and prayers for us to churn this wonderful nectar. I'm sure this whole series of Chaitanya Bhagavata will go on for the next couple of years or at least a long time. I mean, if we really churn each and every verse, so it's glorious. So as always, we will start with our invocation prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we are going to begin discussing from Chaitanya Bhagavata today. I'm not even sure if I'm going to even reach till verse 1.1. Kirtita Sundari Mataji asked how many verses we are going to deal today. So I was reflecting that, you know, there are some wonderful churning that we can do even much prior to the verse 1. So we will start with a small heads up, basically, where this is all coming from. How somebody even knew who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at a very young age. I mean, people may have known Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the fag end of their life and fag end of Mahaprabhu's manifested Leela, because late the symptoms and activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were very unusual. So some intelligent people would know that this is because of his ecstatic devotion. But what about his childhood activities? How somebody would even have a clue that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself when Mahaprabhu was very young? So there are three important factors that one need to understand. Factor number one is that the Lord, many a times he has done this, that he reveals himself to a dear devotee and let his dear devotee articulate, describe about the Lord's activities and pastimes. What he reveals to his dear devotees, he has never done it to anyone else. And the devotees are so merciful that they make it available to everyone. Unlimited examples can be given. Like Vrindavan Dham. Vrindavan Dham had Rupa Sanatana and Shad Goswami has not been there. You would have had no clue of what Vrindavan Dham is. Like Mahaprabhu being the Supreme Lord himself, had his dearmost associates not revealed it to us, we would have also marked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a historic personality. Like for example, Ramanujacharya, who propounded, who gave out the blessings that he received from his Guru Maharaj. Like how Krishna revealed his universal form to Arjuna. Several such examples we can go that Krishna chose to only reveal himself to his devotees. So if at all we are able to hear about Krishna, if you are able to hear about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you are able to hear about the pastimes of the Lord, credit is to our predecessor Acharyas only, not even to Krishna. Because Krishna chose not to give us, or Krishna chose to give only to his dear devotees. It is dear devotees' unlimited, causeless mercy that we have access to this. We had seen this in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. We had seen this in several places. At any time, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was going to speak about the subject matter or any particular chapter, he begins and ends the chapter with so much of humility, with so much of surrender, with so much of submission to his dearmost lordship, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai, as well as to Panchatattva and also his, you know, spiritual master, Raghunath Das Goswami. Several times he has done this, which tells it is just not a formality. It is absolutely the science, and it is not just done to जैसे शोभा बढ़ाने के लिए, जस्ट टू काइंड ऑफ एग्जिबिट दैट यस वी आर डेफिनेटली यू नो डूइंग समथिंग विच इज डन एज अ पार्ट ऑफ अ रेगुलर रूटीन. सो दिस इज नॉट अ रूटीन एक्सरसाइज, दिस इज अ साइंस. सो टाइम एंड अगेन वी ऑल विल हैव टू रिमेंबर दिस एंड ऑल ग्लोरी श्रील प्रभुपाद. राधा रमहिमा प्रेम रस सीमा जगते जान तो के यदि गौर न होई तो कबे की होई तो के मोने हरि तरी धाम दे. Had Gauranga Mahaprabhu not been there, who would have come and given us Radhara Mahima Prema Rasa Sima Jagate Janato Ke? So if at all we have received some mercy, we have received some kripa in our life to know about Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar, all the credit goes to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lochandas Thakura is very nicely explaining that Mahaprabhu had come and given us that love which no other incarnation had given. His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj has composed a song, यदि प्रभु पाद न होई तो तबे की होई तो ए जीवन बाहिता किसे. निताय गौरे राम अपर करुणा खेदित सकल देशे. इफ श्रील प्रभुपाद हैड नॉट कम, व्हाट वुड हैव हैपेंड? हाउ कुड वी हैव पास्ड अवर लाइव्स? Who else would have distributed the unlimited mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Gauranga all over the world? If possible, sometime we can sing this song and really thank Srila Prabhupada for whatever he has, you know, given. So this all started, this whole storyline, it's all started when Srivas Thakur's wife, Malini Devi. So Malini Devi is one candidate who has very closely witnessed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities for a very, very long time. And Malini Devi had a niece by name Narayani. So this Narayani Mataji, as a small child, her bedtime stories and her childhood stories are nothing but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. It is very nicely explained that it is imperative that one has to learn to distribute, pass on the knowledge one has acquired from the parampara so that the knowledge is never lost and people are delivered. This principle, our Vaishnava Acharyas have very nicely followed it. So that is how we have been blessed with. Unfortunately, the current generation is not inclined or inspired to distribute anything. They are very, very miserly. If they get benefited, if they are inspired to get some benefit for their own personal lives, that is more than enough for them to lead a happy life, hell with others. That's the mindset. So it is explained when Malini Devi, in her last days of her life, she has been living in Mamgachi, which is where Vrindavan Das Thakura was born to Narayani Devi. And what Narayani Devi heard from our dearmost Malini Devi is what were bedtime stories of our dearest Vrindavan Das Thakur. So, according to several Vaishnavas, Vrindavan Das Thakur is Vyasa avatar in Chaitanya Leela. Whenever the Lord comes, he brings in all the Parshadas. So he has brought several of his associates, and Vyasadeva chose to come so that next time when he is recompiling, he can include Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. And that's also a very famous saying amongst devotees, that Vyasavatar Vrindavan Das Thakur, in his next stint, he is going to compile the glorious Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela in the Srimad Bhagavatam, as a part of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, whenever Prabhupada writes, when he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada wrote about the life history of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave a prelude to Srimad Bhagavatam. So, since we are directly starting from verse 1, I sincerely encourage that all those readers can just read the life of Vrindavan Das Thakur. It is important. Excuse me. It is very important that we need to express our gratitude and also thank him for revealing the confidential part of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's childhood pastimes. By the mercy of Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, we got Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is the significant part of Mahaprabhu's later pastimes. Hardly Mahaprabhu's childhood pastimes are discussed in one or two chapters. Here, the entire scripture is on Mahaprabhu's significant details on childhood pastimes. Originally, this Chaitanya Bhagavata was named as Chaitanya Mangala. But then later, they realized that even Lochana Das Thakura was trying to compile something on glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they kind of got this name of this book as Chaitanya Bhagavata. Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta is such that only those who have the acumen to go past materialistic understanding, only those who have the sincerity to really be serious in Krishna consciousness can actually understand this. The version of Chaitanya Bhagavata that we are studying, it is translated by His great Bhumipati Prabhu, but it also has got certain references and also Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj's some of the contributions as a part of this entire Chaitanya Bhagavata. So we have to thank those devotees who worked behind translating and make it available in English language so that we can, properly appreciate. It may be, interesting to note that we are still thanking only. Vrindavan Das Thakur is thanking for 5 continuous verses. In not only Vrindavan Das Thakur, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, several acharyas, they start the entire prayer, they start the entire literature from glorifying and thanking what the privilege they have got and what the wonderful service they have received. So they thank Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, all the predecessor acharyas. So we are adding from our side also, we are thanking Srila Prabhupada, we are thanking Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. We are also thanking the devotees who really translated this in English language and published this. We are highly indebted to them. So we will read the first verse, sloka and translation. I would, not sure if we will have to read the entire purport. I don't know how this is going to go because the purport is pretty long. So I'll read the sloka and translation and we will go over whatever portion of first sloka. And then I leave it to the next speaker to churn it further. After we read the first sloka and translation, we will also churn some part of Gaudiya Bhashya about which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj is, stating certain things. So we will. Ajhanulambita bhujau kanakavadatau sankirtanaika pitarau kamalayataakshau visvambarau dvijabarau yugadharmapalau vande jagat priyakarau karunavatarau. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, whose arms are extended down to their knees, who have golden yellow complexions, and who inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Their eyes resemble the petals of a lotus flower. They are the maintainers of the living entities, the best of the Brahmanas, the protectors of religious principles for this age, the benefactors of the universe, and the most merciful of all incarnations. So, we will first go through probably next 15-20 minutes on this verse, maybe little whatever time we can churn this. This is a very, very famous as well as important verse. Probably one can memorize this. This is the Mangala Charana verse of Chaitanya Bhagavata. Mangala Charana means invoking auspiciousness. Because we are going to head up to a very interesting, important, as well as a Herculean task of churning Chaitanya Bhagavata. We definitely can do this with the help of the blessings. So, a small prelude. What happened was, Krishna was in Dwaraka. When Krishna was in Dwaraka, Krishna was visiting Rukmini's house long time before. I shared this past time in this forum, but never mind, we can do it again. So Krishna was visiting Mother Rukmini's house, and Mother Rukmini had prepared so nice, wonderful preparations to receive Sri Krishna himself. So Krishna arrived. Krishna was welcomed with Shodachopachar, 16 different types of upachar, and finally Krishna was given a wonderful seating. And at that time, Mother Rukmini started to cry. Mother Rukmini started not only to cry, but started kind of weeping. So Krishna was not able to comprehend, understand what was going on. It is like Krishna has just arrived. After a few moments of happy welcoming, if the leading lady of the house starts to cry and weep, so Krishna couldn't comprehend what was going on. So he asked, my dear Rukmini, what had happened? Why are you crying? So she said, she couldn't say anything. She kept on weeping. And said, no, this is not possible. That's not possible. It is not possible. And what is not possible? In the meanwhile, Narada Muni arrived there. When Narada Muni arrived there, Krishna had a sigh of relief. Krishna thought, finally, I have some relief from this embarrassment. Because he couldn't pacify Rukmini. At the same time, when Narada Muni come, naturally in front of outsider, from the outsider of the family, Rukmini cannot cry. So she consoled herself. And so both Krishna and Rukmini welcomed Narada Muni, gave him upachar, gave him seat. And Narada Muni was also equally upset. He was not crying or weeping, but he was supremely upset. He was very disturbed. So Krishna got all the more perplexed. Said that you both are upset. Not sure if they are for the same reasons, but you are putting me in a very difficult situation, my dear Rukmini and Narada. So what's going on? So he asked Narada Muni, said, what is your problem? Why are you upset? You have come all the way to meet. So if you are upset, means there may be some problem. Narada Muni said, yes, my dear Lord, there is a serious problem. I was looking at the chart. I was analyzing that Kali Yuga is very soon going to appear. And when Kali Yuga appear, then there is no solution for people in Kali Yuga for them to get rid of the evil effects of Kali Yuga. For me, at least I am fortunate enough to get your association, travel around. But what is going to be the fate of people of Kali Yuga? I am very much concerned, my dear Lord. Look at the, mindset. The mindset is somebody is not thinking only about himself. In fact, not even thinking about himself. We're thinking about the welfare of everyone. This you can invariably see this in Gaudiya Vaishnava Bhaktas. Somebody mentioned this. I'm not having any reference. One particular devotee mentioned this. When I was studying my Nectar of Devotion course, a long time back. So at that time he mentioned he is now a Maharaj in Gaudiya Math. Once he used to be a ISKCON devotee. His name is Naina Ranjan Das. He is now Bhakti Ratna Sadhu Swami. He did mention Gaudiya Vaishnavas have a very special arrangement where they used to have one vision whilst they are looking at the Lord taking darshan. One of their vision is constantly towards Baddha Jivas to see how we have to rescue them. This is the uniqueness of Gaudiya Vaishnavacharya. Of course, this he was telling us when he was teaching us, Nectar of Devotion. I didn't, dig at that time the reference, but it made a lot of sense because several devotees in Gaudiya Vaishnava literature, they would have exhibited the symptoms of being loving and caring. Look at Haridas Thakur. Look at six Goswamis. Nityananda Prabhu. Vasudeva Datta. We can go on adding the names. All the six Goswamis for that matter. So, when Narada Muni pleaded like this, so Krishna, gave a smile. And he turned towards Rukmini and said, what is your problem? Why are you crying? She says, my dear Lord, you just have come to our house. But knowing your, schedule and knowing yourself, I'm already afraid that you're going to leave us very soon. So your association is always wonderful, glorious, and that's our life. But your separation is very, very painful. I have got to hear the history of what you did in Vrindavan. That was insane. But I'm not as strong as those ladies in Vrindavan. They may put up with you, but I may not be able to. I may die. So, a moment of separation from you means death for me. So since you have come, I'm already worried that you are going to leave. So that thought of you leaving us is bothering me. So Krishna smiled at her also. Finally, he said, I'll give a solution to both of your problems. He said, very soon, in this current Kali Yuga that is going to come up, I am going to do a very special activity which I have never done before. I will do something which I have ever in my life done, and you both are going to be part of it. Then he revealed the entire plan, that I am going to go down as my own devotee, in the form of my own devotee. And Narada, you are going to be part of the core team. And Rukmini, you will continue to, you know, be my companion, at least for a small stint. So you'll have some continuity there in the association. So for us to get Krishna, for us to get Krishna Prem, for us to be enjoying the pure love of Godhead, two people have cried in the previous Yuga itself, Narada Muni and Rukmini Devi. They have already shed tears, knowing that otherwise we would be in, you know, darkest region of hell. And later, when Kali Yuga started, or little later part of Kali Yuga, maybe 520 years before or 500 years before, Advaita Acharya, knowing the situation of the society at that time, which was precarious, if you know the Indian history or whatever the world history at that time, specifically Bharata Bhumi, so much of damage had been happening. Several people are coming and looting this country and destroying our spiritual culture. So already Advaita Acharya was very, very concerned and was sure that this is not going anywhere. So he started to plead, because Advaita Acharya was part of the advance party. Anytime when the Lord performs a Leela, there is an advance party, there is a core team, and there is a closure party. And the Leela is, you know, winded and unwinded. So Advaita Acharya came much ahead, 50 years or 60 years ahead of Mahaprabhu. And so he said, or he was waiting for the right moment to invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Advaita Acharya started to perform Tulasi Shaligram Puja with Ganga water for 50, 60 years. Every day, crying, shedding tears only for all of us, so that the Mahaprabhu appear as early as possible and try to revive the situation. Otherwise, he was seeing a major genocide type of debacle coming our way. May not be in terms of physical death, but in terms of our, you know, consciousness as well as cultural death. So he was crying, literally every day for 50, 60 long years, worshipping to his nearmost Shaligram Shila with Tulasi and Ganga water, praying for the Lord to appear as early as possible so that we all have some hope, some solution to this evil effect. 50, 60, 70 years before, maybe, you know, in the early 50s or late 50s, we hear from Prabhupada's disciples who have done some research. Srila Prabhupada used to regularly visit Advaita Acharya's Samadhi. And in Shantipur, this is much before Prabhupada took sannyas, when Srila Prabhupada was a grahastha, he used to visit Advaita Acharya's Samadhi over the weekend in white kurta pajama, go there, sit and chant, cry and weep, and leave. He wouldn't speak to anyone. This happened for several months and, you know, continuously. And what happened was, in between there was a, you know, gap, and it was not, he was not seen. Then suddenly one fine day, Prabhupada came. That this time he already got initiated to a sannyasa ashrama. So the pujari of Shantipur, you know, temple, he was witness to this. In fact, he has, whatever information I'm saying is relayed by him. So he constantly was watching over, but never got chance to speak to that person or speak to Prabhupada. But this time he got very curious. He said, "My dear friend, are you the one who used to regularly come before over the weekend and cry at Advaitacharya's Samadhi? So who are you? Why are you crying? And I'm happy to see you as a transformed person, a sannyasi now. So who are you? What's your problem or what's your need?" Prabhupada said that my Gurudev has given me something which is almost impossible for me to, you know, take it up. When I say it is impossible, it is not the mission is impossible. It is the ability of the person to whom it is entrusted, which is me, I see it is impossible. Because many times people say, when they say impossible, which means mission cannot happen. It is impossible to state that. Because if an acharya has stated something, if Krishna has predicted something, it has to happen. Who will take benefit of being part of it? They are the recipient of Lord's mercy. So Srila Prabhupada said, when I analyze my own qualities, my own abilities, I find it impossible, but the mission has to go on. At the same time, because it is the order of my spiritual master, I can't deny. So I have decided to take it up and proceed, even though I am still not sure what is there in store for me or with this vision, in this mission. So I have no idea. So I have been coming here to plead mercy from Advaitacharya and ask him to give me some directions. Tomorrow, I'm going to board the Jaladuta ship and going to go to a foreign land where I have no one. I know I'm not very healthy enough. I have no enough money. I have no concrete plans, but just that I'm going. So please give your blessings to me. From there, he went to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Samadhi, cried there, took blessings, and finally Prabhupada boarded Jaladuta. It was not only that Srila Prabhupada cried in Advaitacharya Samadhi. When Srila Prabhupada was in Radha Damodar temple, there are several days the neighbors or Prabhupada's companions in the ashram have seen Srila Prabhupada early in the morning, sitting in front of Rupa Sanatana Samadhi, crying, weeping, sometimes sobbing. So, again, this is all recorded in Moola Prakriti. Mataji has compiled a book on Srila Prabhupada's Leela pre-ISKCON days. So, what I want to say is, Narada Muni cried, Rukmani Mata cried, Advaitacharya cried, our dearmost Srila Prabhupada has cried, for all of us to receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Vrindavan Das Thakura, in the future we are going to see, he's explaining what this bhakti is all about. Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dhana, Bhakti Yai Krishna Nama Smarana Krandana. So Bhakti Yoga means, Bhakti Yoga means, Bhakti Yoga means chanting the holy name of the Lord and crying, shedding tears with love for the Supreme Lord. So as a part of our offering and opening note to this particular series of Srimad Chaitanya Bhagavata, we should also shed few drops of tears of gratitude, few drops of tears of our good fortune, few drops of tears for we being a candidate who are enjoying and eventually going to relish this wonderful nectar and with no clue how we were the ones who were chosen. So in that sense, in the mood of celebration, in a joyous tears, and finally we should shed two drops of tears and wash our own dirty things in the heart, say that nothing should come in my way of my love for the Supreme Lord. Ajanu lambita bujau kanakava dhatau sankirtanaika pitarau kamalaya takshau. Can you imagine if somebody has to describe about the Supreme Lord and his beauty with such details? This can only be possible when a person has got unlimited love for the Supreme Lord. I mean, if you ask me, every time when I think of Krishna, when I close my eyes and pray to Krishna, I don't get to understand any features of Krishna. I only see Krishna standing there, and rest everything is only what I need. That is my state of mind. Even if you stand in front of the deities, we don't appreciate the features of the deities. We don't appreciate the deities. We don't appreciate the form of the Lord. We don't even understand the leelas behind the Lord. At least I'm talking about myself. And what we repeatedly reminded of is about what I would need from the Lord. What is that is needed for me? But Vrindavan Das Thakura, the kind of service that he is rendering, it is not for his personal agenda. It is for the welfare of the society at large. So he is pouring his heart into it to explain how much he loves, how much he has love for the Supreme Lord, how much he, connect with our dearmost Gaur Nithai. So, by His Holiness Bhaktacharya Maharaj used to explain that in Sanskrit, there is like how we have, in English, singular and plural. So, in Sanskrit, there is something called as dual. So, where if you want to refer two people together in one word, that can be, stated. I'm not a Sanskrit scholar, but this definitely I heard it from Maharaj. So, here, whenever he, Vrindavan Das Thakura uses the word Ajanu Lambita Bhujau Kanakavadatau Sankirtanaika Pitarau. The reference of this au sound at the end referring to two personalities, not one person. So the first five verses of this particular chapter, Adi Kanda of Chaitanya Bhagavata, is nothing but Mangala Charana, where Mahaprabhu's transcendental appearance, Mahaprabhu's and Nityananda Prabhu's glorious position, and several other notes of glorification of Shishi Chaitanya and Nityananda and their activities, and revelation that Krishna has come as Chaitanya and Balaram has come as Nityananda. And these revelations are highly confidential and are not accessible to those who are not interested in the real spiritual knowledge. So when Vrindavan Das Thakura is glorifying Pitarau or all those references, he is simultaneously addressing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. In this particular shloka, whilst there are several points that are mentioned, I would really wish probably the next 5-7 minutes I will try to pull out few important points from the purport. So we will start with and there are several points that we can bring out from this verse. But then like how in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the famous verse Anarpita Charim Chira. So similarly, Chaitanya Bhagavata Ajan Lambita Bhujav. So Kanakava Dhatav, this is not only referred here, this is referred in Vishnu Sahasranama. Suvarna Varno Hemango Varangas Chandanangati. Bhishma Pitamaha, when he is glorifying Vishnu's 1,000 names, Krishna's 1,000 names, he is referring to Suvarnavarno Hemango. Suvarnavarna means golden complexion. There is no other golden complexion form of the Lord apart from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, it is only those who have got extra care and vision will be able to see through the pages of Vedic literature to get to know Mahaprabhu has been glorified in several places. Of late, I am seeing a trend in South India where even some Smartha Brahmanas started to accept Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda, but not beyond them. They are very careful because the moment if you go beyond, you may have to accept Goswamis. If you accept Goswamis, you may have to accept Narottama, Shyamananda and Srinivas Acharya. If you accept them, you cannot stop accepting Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then all that will obviously make is you have to become a Gaudiya Vaishnava, which people are not interested because it will disturb their own economic arrangement or whatever their social statuses or their Brahminical identity. But at least it is important to see Mahaprabhu, who never revealed his identity as Krishna himself during his manifested Leela, is now going to every town and village, going into every nook and corner by the mercy of his dear devotees. So the Kanakava Dhatav is actually how the Lord is having a golden complexion. This golden complexion of the Lord is unique to the Lord. This is also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parsadam Yajnair Sankirtana Yiprayair Yajantihi Sumeda Sahar. So, it is explained that he is Krishna himself, just that his complexion is Tuvisha Krishnam, Krishna Avarnam. It's not the same Varna of Krishna, it's a different Varna of Krishna. Tuvisha Krishnam, but he is Krishna himself. Sango Pangastra Parsadam. Sango Pangastra Parsadam, meaning he comes down with his Parshadas, with his dear devotees. For what? Yajnair Sankirtana Yiprayai Yajantihi Sumedasaha. So it is extremely important to note that the Lord's appearance have been pre-predicted. And this is also pre-said in one of the Pasurams. This Pasuram is from an Alvar. This Alvar has said several thousand years before. I mean, not just, 100 years before, maybe, much earlier. Poliga, poliga, poliga. Poitru valluyir chabam. Naliyum naragamum nainda namanakku. Ingu yadondrum illai. Kaliyum kedum kandu kondamin. Kadalvannan bhudangal manmel. Malaya pugundu isai paadi aadi. It's a very nice Pasuram from, Alvars, where several thousand years before it has said that it's glorious, it is glorious. It's glorious. What is glorious? Naliyum Nagaramum Naragamum Nainda. The whole Kali Yuga is full of quarrel and hypocrisy. It is completely going to destroy the society. But somebody is going to come and destroy Kali. What is that? Kadalvannan Bhudangal Manmel. Kadalvannan means the Lord with bluish complexion. Kadal means ocean. Vannan means color. The Lord with bluish complexion. Bhudangal means devotees. Krishna's devotees is going to appear. Maliya Pugundi Isai Padi Adi. They are going to literally till the entire Kali Yuga completely to an extent that Kali is going to run away, helter shelter. I remember a very interesting pastime. Srila Prabhupada was sitting on a very casual note. He had bolsters by both of his sides. So sometimes devotees do perform some skits. So one day, they performed the skit of Parikshit Maharaj challenging Kali. So in that Leela, one devotee played the role of Kali. One person played the role of Parikshit Maharaj. And as a part of the drama, what happened was they were going to introduce Harinam Sankirtan. And when the Harinam Sankirtan was, you know, picking up its momentum, its tempo, so Kali was, you know, going to feel suffocated and dying. So when this scene was going on, so Harinam Sankirtan is going on, full upbeat, you know, tempo is picking up, you know, very nicely. Devotees were glorifying, or devotees were singing the holy name. At that time, Kali, who was playing the role of Kali, was dying and was feeling suffocating. He was feeling almost, you know, losing his control. So Prabhupada, like a small child, he kept beating both his hands on the bolsters and said, "Do more, do more, do more." Yes, Hari Bol. I mean, he was kind of, this should be happening. This should go on. This should go on. So the beauty is, Krishna Varnam Tuvisha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parsadam Yagnir Sankirtanai Prayar Yajantihi Sumedasa. So the science of Krishna consciousness is such that it is not actually meant for unqualified people. But then what made us get qualified to this science? We don't know. Janmana jayate sudra, samskaras bhave dvija, veda patat iti vipra, brahma janati brahmana. Now, that for us to even understand the basic science of spirituality, we need to have some sort of qualification. But what qualification we do have in Kali Yuga? The qualification that we have is that we are highly unqualified. That's a qualification. Gauranga karuna koro ami dina hina jane mosama patita pabu nahi tribhuvane. Gauranga karuna karo ami dina hina jane. Oh my dear Lord Gauranga, please show your mercy to this lowly and destitute soul. There is no more fallen than myself in all the three worlds. Jadi doya na kori bhe patita dhekiya patita pavana nama kishera lagiya. If you do not give your mercy, seeing how fallen I am, then why are you even known as Patita Bhavana, the merciful savior of the fallen? Narottam Das Thakur is also a very smart guy, right? he is telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you being Patita Bhavana is established fact. And he is taking the humble position and saying that I am Patita. It's an established fact. So if you do not go to give your mercy to me, then how is it fair that you have that name as Patita Bhavana? Is it very intriguing that, you know, how he is cornering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? The point is that for us to understand Vedic science, for us to understand several other Siddhanta aspects of the Lord, we need to have some sort of an intelligence. But in Kali Yuga, we do not have any of those intelligence. So, what is the qualification for us to receive Mahaprabhu's mercy? The qualification for us to receive Mahaprabhu's mercy was that we are Patita. So if at all we can be proud about or happy about being Patita, it can be at only one instance, not to dwell in that situation, but it can be one instance where we can be the candidate to whom Mahaprabhu will give his special attention. So Vrindavan Das Thakura is going to, you know, sieve through us to different details of Mahaprabhu's appearance, Mahaprabhu's earthly pastimes, wherein he performed both the role of a normal child, naughty child, intelligent child, and eventually a transformed one and a missionary one. So in our own journey also, we have to also go through such transformations, wherein from our naughty life, we need to get to the life of being responsible. And for us to get that necessary help, we have Shishi Gaur Nithai. So another word that I want to, you know, kind of highlight is about Yuga Dharma Palau. This Yuga Dharma Palau, the way Mahaprabhu has done, nobody has done. So this Yuga Dharma Palau part, in several places, it is explained that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name has never come in any of the listed incarnations as an incarnation. That is because of a specific choice that Mahaprabhu hidden, you know, his incarnation, and eventually his devotees revealed it later. So this Yuga Dharma Palau, this is unique to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, but it is imperative that as followers, we catch this thread and take it forward. So according to scriptures, dealing with any other, you know, form of religious duties, whether it is Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Upasana Kanda, or any other aspects of religiosity, is not going to take us cross over the line, but for something which is really substantial. And in this Kali Yuga, the substantial aspect of it is about the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of his songs, he sang, Dayal Nitai Chaitanya Bhole Nache Hamar Mon. He says, by chanting the holy name of the Lord sincerely, we can, you know, mind arrest Chaitanya Nityananda in our heart. So he says, my dear mind, please chant the names of the most merciful Nitai and Chaitanya. Actually, the kind of privilege, mercy that they are going to give upon us is never given by anyone else. So I would like to conclude that the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu are something out of the world. They are amazingly beneficent, amazingly magnanimous, and amazingly merciful. Adbhuta Karunya, Adbhuta Vadanya, Adbhuta Audarya. So we need to latch on to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet, and all the Panchatattva's lotus feet. Of course, then we can continue our entire thread all the way till Srila Prabhupada and our immediate seniors' lotus feet, because the chain is non-stop, continuous, and with that, we will be able to directly receive that mercy which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu have come down to distribute. So as I said, this particular verse is just a tip of an iceberg of what we are going to getting into. There are several more nectars that are coming our way in this wonderful series of Chaitanya Bhagavata. And only one and only we have to have some sort of a seriousness to develop love for, you know, Gaura Prema. Gaura Prema Nande Hari Hari Bol. So what is this Gaura Prema Nande? So for us to develop this desire, because those who have come from Indian cultured upbringing, even in our own growing days, would have not heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. For us to develop love for Krishna is in that sense easier than for us to develop and accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna. So either through this pages of Chaitanya Bhagavata, we will be able to develop that love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also, it is imperative that we have some desire to develop love for Gauranga Mahaprabhu, for which we are churning this Chaitanya Bhagavata, and by the end of it, we will have Gaura Prema. Because Gaura Prema will actually give us Krishna Prema, which will actually give us Goloka Vrindavananda. So once again, we are very much happy as well as indebted to so many people who are behind this project. So may we pray to the Supreme Lord, may we pray to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, that may they bestow the choicest blessings upon all of those behind this. So wish you all the best, and I'm very happy that Krishna willing, I'll be part of this project and series to churn the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Sri Gauranitai Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. There is one portion which I couldn't touch upon, is about the introduction to Gaudiya Bhashya. So maybe some other speaker can touch it, or you all can read this. This is this is something that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj has written on what is Gaudiya Bhashya altogether. So that will at least give you a perspective on where are we getting into. Hare Krishna, if there are any questions or comments, I'll be happy to respond.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. My humble obeisances to you. Thank you so much for such a beautiful and enlightening class. You shared so many nice pastimes and nice examples. I really like when you shared the Prabhupada used to go to Advanacharya's Samadhi and cry and praying and asking for blessings. He also said there is nothing that should come in between from the love, from my love for the Supreme Lord. Thank you once again for such a beautiful nectarian class today. Dear devotees, if you have any questions or realizations, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanyavad Pranams. Glories to Prabhupada, glories to you. Thank you, Prabhu, for a very, very nice session. And even this point stuck to me also, that so many people cry, you know, that's the mood of Advaita Acharya also. And since his appearance day is on the way, I was thinking that because Advaita Acharya cried and Mahaprabhu descended, and even we, if I see for myself that I am in Krishna conscious because somebody have cried for me also, that may this person may become a devotee or at least start coming into Krishna consciousness. Somebody must have prayed, somebody must have cried for me also. In the same mood carrying that, you know, we should also pray and cry for devotees who are not able yet to join Krishna consciousness or are yet not serious or not taking up the process fully. And that's the setting of the mood of Advaita Acharya. So thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for this beautiful point that you mentioned. And looks like your health is not good. So hope you feel better. And someday you can share about your Vrindavan Yatra also. That will be great. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Yeah, we had a very intense Vrindavan Yatra. Very, very, very cold this time. Even though it was less foggy, but was more cold with several people warning us, you know, with Omicron around, should you really go? But Krishna's mercy, we returned back, not with much casualty, slightly, you know, some hectic effect on the body, that's all. Otherwise, you know, I'm very excited, missing Vrindavan as always. So thank you so much for letting me, you know, be part of this Sangha. Time and again, when I'm thinking, you know, what qualification do I have to even, you know, be part of it? So I'm still having no answer, but still, it's a privilege to be in your Sangha to churn some nectar. Hare Krishna. Anybody else has any thoughts, comments, reflections?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class. very nice pastimes you have shared. And I really like the pastime that you are sharing of Narada Muni and how Krishna was coming to Narada Muni was coming to the palace where Krishna was staying. That pastime I really like, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. A very beautiful explanation of this first verse, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. And background also you have explained very nicely, Prabhuji. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna. Hope everybody can unmute, right? I give the permission. Until now, only host has spoken. Hopefully, you are able to unmute yourself.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Koti Koti Danpat Pranam, Ananta Koti Danpat Pranam, that you visit Sridham Vrindavan Dham. Pray for all of us that next Kartik month may be qualified to enter in Sridham Vrindavan Dham. And you explained about Shishi Bhagavat, Chaitanya Bhagavat, that Advaita Acharya cry and our group Panchatattva cry and Srila Prabhupada cry. And Srila Prabhupada also cry in Sridham Vrindavan Dham next to Sanatan and Rupa Goswami Samadhi so that we get the Krishna conscious mercy, Prabhuji. Hari Hari Gauranga. The tears is not stopped when you are explaining all that Leelas, Prabhuji. Pray for all of us that we will sincerely read Sisi Bhagavat, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sisi Chaitanya, Charanamrita, Shishi Bhagavat Gita and Shishi Bhagavatam. But when we are reading, Prabhuji, it's not much clear. I'm talking about myself. But when we are hearing attentively, second time, because we are cooking and Sri Chaitanya Jagannath cooking and hearing. When we are hearing second time, then so many things are clear. Even in H.H. Chaipataka Maharaj, the eyes is closed. He is not able to speak, but still he is given Sri Chaitanya Charanamrita to all the Vaishnava. Hari Hari, what is the mood to serve Vaishnava? We learn from H.H. Chaipataka Maharaj. Everyday Vani. Hari Hari Gauranga Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam to your sincere Seva, Hare Krishna. And please forgive me one more thing that you sing one bhajan. I forgot, but if all the Bhakti Sangha teachers give a permission, can you please sing one, two line and praying for your good health?
12. You know, it's a blessings, Mataji. I'll be happy to, you know, serve you all in whatever capacity. You can sing, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Danvat Pranams. Prabhuji, such a beautiful class. I was just wondering if it's not an inconvenience. Can you please repeat that pasuram you just quoted?
Yeah, sure. So the pasuram is poliga, poliga. போயிற்று வல்லுயிர் சாபம் நலியும் நரகமும் நைந்த நமனுக்கு இங்கு யாதொன்றும் இல்லை கலியும் கெடும் கண்டு கொண்டமின் கண்டு கொண்மின் கடல் வண்ணன் பூதங்கள் மண்மேல் மலிய புகுந்து இசைப்பாடி ஆடி ஒழிதரக் கண்டோம் பாசுரம் நம்பர் 3244 Mm-hmm. Out of 4,000 pasurams of all the alvars, mm-hmm. this is the pasuram mm-hmm. number 3244 as part of Tiruvai Mori.
Jai.
So it's very interesting. Actually, there is one devotee who did a research that Mahaprabhu's appearance had been pre-told by several places in several persons, but just that we are only surface scratchers. So we keep missing them, but then when you really get into it, then we get to see, oh my God, this is already told, this is already told, this is already told.
Beautiful, Prabhu. I was wondering, so what do the Sri Vaishnavas have to tell in purport to this pasuram?
The purport of this pastime that they were saying is, generally in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, there is no general customary of dancing and singing. Generally, what happens is that the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya is meant for Dasya Bhav, more of Lakshmi Narayana worship, and it's always Lakshmi Narayana worship. But some of the Alvars, they have subtly, very intricately, have nicely explained what is coming our way. Out of all the 12 Alvars, but for, Andal, or one of the two places, rest everyone has dealt more on Dasya Bhav. But this particular pastime, where the Alvar is actually predicting in what way Kali is going to be completely demolished. He says that Poliga, Poliga, Poliga. The word Poliga means Jai Ho, Jai Ho, Jai Ho. I mean, he's already excited. Can you imagine the kind of vision he's having? He's able to foretell what is coming our way. And he says, the whole Kali is going to get a curse. Valluyir Chabam, basically, the people in the Kali Yuga are actually cursed because of Kali. And Kali is going to get a curse because of holy name. So the curse for people in Kali Yuga is Kali himself. Age of quarrel and hypocrisy. And the curse for Kali is Kadal Vannan Bhudangal Manmel Maliya Pugundu Adi Isai Padi. Kadal Vannan Bhudangal means the devotees of the Lord, they get onto the streets. Manmel Maliya Pugundu Isai Padi. They get onto the streets, dance and sing. This is not available in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. In general customary. I'm not saying they don't have a singing agenda. They have wonderful singing, they have wonderful customary, they have wonderful procedures. But explicitly, getting onto the street and singing is meant only for Shishi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu's Sankirtan mission. And the Alvar is saying that Uridharak Kandom, I mean, they are literally seeing how this is going to be tilling completely into the heart of everyone, and Kali is going to be ripped apart. So this is amazing and so wonderful when you know that somebody in the past has already, predicted this. Make sense?
It was just so wonderful, Prabhu. Want to listen more and more. I mean, it's so nectarian and this is something I want to learn, because it's so good for preaching also. So I would try it. I'll try to learn with your mercy, Prabhuji, this verse.
Yeah. Krishna's mercy, when I was growing days, we had a very wonderful Sri Vaishnava. There is very limited Sri Vaishnavas who acknowledge Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and who are able to draw parallels. Like, for example, very, very limited Muslims who agree that Islamic, preachings are not contradictory with the Shastra. Very less Christians who doesn't see a contradiction. Similarly, so when you get, so we had a good fortune when I was in my grade 8, 9, 11, 10 years, the 10th grade. So we used to have a regular meeting with one Sri Vaishnava devotee who happens to be a very good scholar in Sri Vaishnava literature, as well as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. So we used to have lots of discussions. Every Wednesday, myself and two more devotees used to sit in this house. We used to hear like anything. Of course, I cannot repeat any of those things, but all I can say is I enjoyed every bit of it. And whatever little mercy, left over, I'm trying to blabber here and there. But otherwise, there are definite, as you rightly said, it is so, enriching to see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has won Gopalabhatta Goswami and Prabodhananda Saraswati from Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. And he has left a very interesting connect between Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya and Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, with Srirangam being a hub, Tirupati and various other places that Mahaprabhu visited. We can definitely draw some parallels.
So nice, Prabhu. Prabhu, actually, I had seen, I think on YouTube, some videos where this one of these Vaishnava, preceptors or gurus, he dances, he has the chaplakate in his hand and he dances and he sings. I don't know if you have seen, I forget his name, he's very, very popular.
Is that, Muralidhara Dikshita?
I'm not sure.
There is one, one group who is, my sister and my father and my mother, they're associated with a couple of spiritual groups. They do accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's what I said. There are many people in South, they started to accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, but they don't go beyond him. So because if they go beyond him, they have no clue, they have no reason why they cannot be Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And they do not want to, lose their own, whatever identity they have built. But at least to the extent they have started to accept, holy name. But the way they are doing is, they are chanting Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But as I guess it is better to do some sort of Murli name.
Sorry, Professor. Not Murli Dhara Swamigal. This is the Vaishnava Acharya. I know, and I forget, like, he is the proper Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, and you know, he
is Velakudi?
No, Prabhuji. I forget. One Sri Vaishnava devotee in a temple told me that you learn, you know, from him, like the Pasaram he has sung beautifully, you know, like, he sent me a video link. Then, I'm so bad with names, Prabhu. I forgot that name.
If you can send me the link, I'll try to find out some roots and give
you. Yeah, sure, Prabhuji. I will try to look for that.
Thank you
so much, Prabhuji. So beautiful class as always. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Anybody else has any questions, comments, reflections? Okay. So Vrinda Gopika Mataji, you said that you want to sing or you want me to sing? I didn't follow that at time.
She wants you to sing, Prabhuji.
Achha, okay. Because she said that, you know, you sing to get yourself health cured. So I thought she's going to sing for me, you know, health to get cured.
We are not qualified. And there is one, all the Vaishnava song file you sing for your youth Vaishnava. So can you please share in a Bhakti Sangha so that we can hear that all
the... I'm going to go to hell one day just because of not fulfilling this order of yours. I'll arrange
so it for you. Responsibility. That's why you forgot, Prabhuji.
No, it's not for it is there in one of the youth's project. I've been pushing him hard to finish that. I'll send you. I'll arrange it and send. So okay, we'll sing the song Edi Prabhupada Na Hoito. It's a song by Jayapatak Maharaj, glorifying how Srila Prabhupada has been so very merciful upon us. And had Srila Prabhupada not been there, what would have happened? So it's very, very dear song, and it's very close to my heart. So if it's okay, I'll sing that song. Yadi Prabhupada na hoito, tabe ki hoito. E jivana bahita kise. Nitai Gaurera Apara Karuna Kedita Sakala Deshe Paschatirayatam Papidurachari Sunyavadi Mayavadi Tadera Udara Karibare Mana Hina kono dhayanidhi Tadera nikate kona jana asi Bilahita harinam Sabhya jiva rupe gadite tadera kehoita aguya Deshe deshe hari Vigraha seva arati rati dhine Rata yatra adi mahotsava sabha Shikaita kona jane Gita bhagavata chaitanya charita Premamrita rasasar. Katana sundara sarala kariya ke bujaite Kata kashta sahi prita mane rahi kevadita harinam kedita modera puri vrindavana mayapura matadama parama mangalam
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु शिक्षधाना आचारे प्रचारे सदा मादेरे के करित नियोजना प्रेम कल्प तरु निताई गौरेर कृपा कणल भिभारे निरावधि जया पताका हृदय तुम्हारे शरण कारे यदि प्रभु पाद ना होई तो तबे की होई तो ये जीवन भईता किसे जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा निताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल निताय गौर हरि बोल
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी धन्यवाद प्रणाम थैंक यू सो मच फॉर सिंगिंग सच अ ब्यूटीफुल भजन वंस अगेन थैंक यू सो मच फॉर योर ग्रेट एसोसिएशन टुडे डियर डिवोटीज इफ देयर इज नो मोर क्वेश्चंस और रियलाइजेशंस विद प्रभु जी परमिशन एंड एवरीवनस परमिशन ऑन द कॉल आई वुड लाइक टू एंड द कॉल
Yes, ma'am.
Pancha kalpataruvyascha kripa sindhu eva cha patita naam pavanebhyo vaishnavyo namo nama namanta vaishnavrind ki jai namacharya hardas thakur ji ki jai shri prabhupad ki jai shri cheta chaitanya bhagavatam ki jai his grace ram iridhar prabhu ji ki jai hare krishna everybody
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.